For Scots all over the world, old acquaintance will never be forgot when it comes to the poet Robert Burns. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim. Raymond Blacklaw lives in the most northern part of Scotland.
You can't go much further, otherwise you fall off the end, you know.
Where he is the innkeeper of the Oichel Bridge Hotel.
I've always taken a keen interest in Burns since I was very young. I've often done immortal memories and toast to the lasses, which is part of the ceremonial ritual of a Burns supper.
Each January 25th, thereabouts, Raymond Blacklaw's Inn is the scene of one of the most exuberant celebrations anywhere of Robert Burns' birthday. The ritual Burns supper, says Blacklaw, always begins with the haggis, a pudding made of liver and onions and oatmeal and boiled in a sheep's stomach.
The haggis is first piped into the dining room, usually carried by a kilter or a lassie wearing a kilt. Robert Burns did a poem which he called an address to the haggis. The haggis is then addressed and cut up and piped out again out of the dining room, back into the kitchen, and then we proceed to have a Burns supper, which comprises of the cockaleeky soup, which is a vegetable soup. We carry on with haggis, neeps and tatties, which is the haggis and potatoes and turnip. From then we go on to what we call Trimlin Tam, which is just jelly and fruit and cream. In between it all, we have a Scotch whiskey, because in one of Burns' poems, he said that freedom and whiskey gan the giller. And we believe that strongly in Scotland.
While the eating and drinking is a big part of the Burns suppers, there's also a serious side. For Blacklaw says Burns was a disciple of justice, independence, and brotherhood.
He found a common denominator with everybody. It doesn't matter who you are, whether you be rich or whether you be poor.
And despite Robert Burns' warning about the best-laid schemes of mice and men, Raymond Blacklaw of Scotland each year celebrates with abandon the birthday of the famed poet born 224 years ago. With BookBeat, I'm Don Swaim.